On many college campuses this fall, the financial aid offices are swamped. Tight state budgets have forced steep tuition hikes at a time when parents have seen their college nest eggs dwindle. In North Carolina, where tens of thousands of jobs were lost last year, many students and their families say the aid packages they were awarded last spring are no longer enough. From member station WUNC, Jessica Jones reports.
Morrison Dormitory is a towering red brick building in the center of UNC Chapel Hill's campus. Students are pouring in and out of its doors on their way to class. Amidst all this, Gary Rubin has pulled up outside to bring his son Adam, who's a freshman, a few extra essentials, from a mountain bike to all kinds of supplies thrown in the trunk.
You said you could use these, right? In the bathroom? Remember you didn't have any paper towels?
Just one set, not all.
Mom wanted me to check.
You carry this stuff.
They throw everything into big boxes, and Ruben watches as his son heads upstairs to his dorm room.
I think he's got more than everything he needs.
Up in the tiny dorm room, the question is, where is it all going to go? But that's a small problem compared to what the family faced a few months ago when Gary Rubin started adding up his son's tuition bills. Ruben was laid off from his sales job twice last year, and by early summer, the family's debt was starting to spiral. Back then, Ruben says, paying for college seemed almost impossible. So he called UNC's financial aid office, though he didn't know if the family would qualify.
I wasn't really sure what I was going to do, but I just figured I had nothing. I wouldn't know if I didn't ask, so I just asked.
And his request was granted after Ruben spent several weeks on unemployment for the first time in his life. The family qualified for a package of grants, low-interest loans, and work study. This is a scene that's playing out all over the country as many other families who are struggling are asking universities for financial aid or more of it well after the traditional March deadline. Jerry Sullivan heads the American Association of Collegiate Registrars, a national organization of college financial aid officers.
There's no question that there's an increased need for assistance out there.
Sullivan says colleges across the country, both public and private, have reported big jumps in the number of families appealing their financial aid packages this year by as much as 50% at some schools.
More students are requesting aid, and those who have requested in the past need more as the cost of higher education begins to move up.
This fall, colleges from California to Massachusetts raised tuition, some into the double digits, as state funding for universities weakened and as endowments took a hit in the stock market. At UNC Chapel Hill, where the cost of in-state tuition and room and board went up $800 in August, financial aid appeals are still rolling in. There's a steady stream of students at the financial aid office's help desk.
Brian?
Yeah.
Your award is not finished yet. We do have everything.
Counselor Tony Patterson says the parents of many of these students have suffered both job losses and divorce or separation.
Anything can happen. We counsel our students and tell them, if you have a financial aid crisis or an emergency, please just ask us first before assuming we can't do anything.
Counselors are doing the best they can, but given the university's tight budget, they may not be able to help everyone. But Gary Rubin and his son haven't had to face that yet. They say now they've got enough money to get through Adam's freshman year, but whether they'll have enough for his sophomore year is another question. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Chapel Hill.